And so when you discussed the idea of doing an oncotype with this patient, did you get to a point where you felt like this was going to change what you and she decided to do one way or the other?
Well, this patient, as I mentioned, was a fairly sophisticated healthcare consumer, and she wasn't eager to get chemotherapy, and she'd actually read up on Oncotype. And she came to me and was listening to me go through my usual presentation. And then when I said, but there is this other test that can help us, she said, yes, the Oncotype test. Tell me more about that. And so, you know, that was an easy case to convince her to proceed with Oncotype DX testing, which really she convinced me because she said, I'm on the fence about chemotherapy. I would take it, of course, if it really helps me. But if it doesn't really help me, I don't want it. And so it was very useful for our discussion.
And I guess just getting back to what you were mentioning before, at least the preliminary data, maybe we'll see with time whether this holds up, was that in the high-risk patients, about 3/4 of the relapses were avoided with chemotherapy.
That's right. So again, it's not that it simply identifies patients who don't need chemotherapy. It can have the opposite effect. And we'll talk about that in another case, I'm sure, of actually making people think twice about chemotherapy. And sometimes chemotherapy is more valuable than we imagine.
So what happened?
Well, in this case, we did have the Oncotype DX testing performed. To her good fortune, she returned with a very low Oncotype DX score on the order of 7 or 8. That projected a low risk of recurrence over the next decade and minimal benefit for chemotherapy. And so we proceeded with endocrine therapy alone.
What kind of endocrine therapy?
Well, because she was sort of still in this perimenopausal window, I thought she should start on tamoxifen.
What's your plan moving forward in terms of that?
You know, assuming she doesn't, you know, have ongoing menstrual function, in a couple of years, I would certainly feel that it might be reasonable to switch her to an aromatase inhibitor. Though we've all been burned by women who had either treatment-induced amenorrhea or who were perimenopausal, who went on to an AI and who then redeveloped ovarian function. And because we've all been burned by those experiences, and we've written up some cases, and Ian Smith in London has written up some cases of these experiences, I think that if there's any ambiguity about the menopausal status, tamoxifen's the drug of choice.